Total Skin Nerds is brought to you by SkinFix. We're clean, clinically active, and on a mission to help heal your skin. Welcome to Total Skin Nerds. I'm Amy Risley, the CEO of SkinFix and a first-rate skin nerd myself. On this special episode, we're changing things up, moving from our usual focus on dermatology to a one-off show about derm astrology. It's an exploration of how astrology, one of my favorite subjects, may help you care for your skin. Joining me is the brilliant Deborah Young, a Halifax-based psychic astrologer who connects the stars to the skin as only she can. I've been working with Deborah for more than a decade. She's helped me on so many levels, including sometimes even as a diagnostician of sorts, identifying potential physical ailments by reading my birth chart. A birth chart indicates the exact locations of the planets in their journey around the sun at the very moment a person is born. Astrologers study your chart to identify your specific traits and patterns. No two people have the same birth chart, as a specific chart cannot be duplicated for 26,000 years. I find it endlessly fascinating to learn about this ancient, dynamic, and deeply profound science, and how each of our charts exists within the greater context of the world we all live in. It's a lot to unpack, and it moves me to think about so many aspects of human identity, including our skin. Coming up, which signs are attached to which skin sensitivities? Why Saturn's current position affects your skin barrier in a significant way? What's coming up in December that will demand extra skin protection for us all? Deborah's COVID-19 forecast, and so much more. Stick with me, nerds. Don't go away. Nerds. Deborah Young, it is so exciting to have you on the Total Skin Nerds podcast. We have been waiting for this moment since February, and just thrilled to have you here.
It's great to be here, Amy. I've been looking forward to this since February.
Well, let's take a quick step back because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, what are we doing having a conversation about astrology on a skincare podcast? So first, because you have been my astrologer for, I think nearly 15 years now and have really changed my life. I feel as if we need to give everyone just a very brief history because, of course, there's a lot of sort of, you know, a little bit of cynicism about astrology in amongst many folks. And it has an incredible history and has had a really important place and purpose throughout our human existence. So can you just give everyone a little bit of a summary as to the sort of origins of astrology?
Yeah, astrology has been around as long as we've had the heavens, the skies. And if it wasn't for astrology, we wouldn't have math. We wouldn't have the other sciences. Math was created to measure the distance between planets. So, you know, it is foundational to really everything. The father of medicine, Hippocrates, he was obviously he was an astrologer. He said, without an astrology, you're not a doctor, you're a fool. So it's a a lot of words come from astrology. Revolution comes from astrology. You know, it's really the basis of, again, all our sciences, our math. You know, it's been around forever. And it's taken different cultures, develop different systems, but they all used, you know, planets and stars as the, you know, as their foundation. And I use Western astrology. There's many different branches within astrology itself. There's all kinds of different systems, traditions, and so forth. And it's been, you know, and I am a pretty critical thinker. I'm not somebody that jumps on or believes or, you know, I can be the first one to poo-poo something. You know, I came through, I became an astrologer very reluctantly. I had always studied it and would leave it aside and then go back to it and so forth. And there was one point where it was this deep knowing that this was what I was to do. I'd never dreamt of becoming an astrologer. It wasn't a desire. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't completely signed on to it till probably my 30s. So even though I'd studied it from the time I was like a child.
Well, I would say to our listeners, Deborah has many times over the last multiple years pointed out things with myself or people in my life about specific concerns to be wary of, or ask me questions about, you know, does so-and-so take cholesterol medication, or does so-and-so have problems with their feet? And 100% of the time, she's correct. I mean, it is incredible how much information about our health and you know, long-term, short-term, temporary, chronic, is resident in your chart and in your transits and in what's just going on a dynamic level in astrology. It's pretty amazing. I mean, I've avoided lots of health issues by being proactive and going to see a doctor or a naturopath because of something you've said to me. So it is pretty crazy. So let's talk about skin and skin issues, because you have pointed those out in my chart as well. And so what do you look for in a chart? What might indicate that somebody has a propensity towards a skin issue, potentially like an eczema or psoriasis? What would you see in a chart that would indicate something like that?
It would be a combination. I can, you know, think of my son's chart, right? You know, he's pretty Marsy. He has Mars in the sixth house. So right away, you know that there's an issue there. His south node is in Pisces, so opposite from yours. So people that have that, if I can just spend a moment on this, people that have that have typically spent some previous lifetimes in kind of pure environments. Right, kind of pure environments. It could be like retreats, it could be monasteries, convents, but pretty pure environments where they weren't around kind of the chemicals and contaminants that most people are. And so they come into this lifetime and they can be very easily triggered by, you know, chemicals, and, you know, they can have some chemical sensitivities, for example. So they need to be in clean environments, to eat clean environments. And then his Mars makes a difficult connection to the planet Pluto, plus there's some Saturn stuff there as well. So it's really a combination of a number of different things. But south node of Pisces, right away, I would say there's going to be some skin conditions, you know, because of that purity, the, you know, pure past lives. Also, Neptune plays a role too in terms of, say, sugar. He's sugar sensitive for sure. I'm sugar sensitive, but not to the degree he is, where if I have some sugar, kind of cheap sugar, I will have a little breakout. And so I'll weigh, is it going to be worth it? Do I have any kind of public appearances? Can I have this cookie, you know, and have a little breakout or not? And I can almost like time it that it'll happen, you know. So Neptune, in combination with other planets, can indicate some sugar sensitivities that would lead to, say, you know, blemishes and outbreaks. And then there's hormonal energies too that show up in an astrological chart. You know, are you going through some kind of hormonal fluctuation that indicates some skin issues that will come up?
So if you looked at someone's chart, would you be able to potentially determine what the root cause of a particular skin issue is?
Yes. And then I would refer them to a dermatologist, naturopath, you know, and I would refer them to those folks. But yes, absolutely, you could determine what a certain, you know, skin condition is and what the root cause is. Absolutely.
So if you know that somebody has the sugar sensitivity that could trigger acne, then you could give them that intel and say, for you, I think it's sugar. You know, for somebody else, it might be dairy. For somebody else, it might be this hypersensitivity to toxins in your environment. And so you kind of are helping with the forensics so that people can pinpoint, because often we don't know what may or may not be triggering our skin concern. Can you see any genetic sort of predeterminants? I suppose all of these are sort of genetic predeterminants, but
they are genetic, and you see the line that runs through. You know, Virgo, for example, which my son, they're more prone to like psoriasis, eczema. And my son's grandfather was a Virgo. He had psoriasis. So you see the lineage energy. Absolutely. There is and there's some people that are extra dry too. You know, that they just have a very dry chart. And that's usually, you know, a moon, Saturn thing, where they're just really dry. Somebody's husband the other day, a client that was in, her husband, like, just incredibly dry. So, you know, so you can see, yes, you can determine, you know, root causes, and absolutely there's always some connection to lineage, no question.
Can you also help people resolve skin issues? I mean, are there things?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You know, certainly determining what, you know, what the reason is or the cause is, and then of course recommending them to say dermatologists, for example, or, you know, the health professionals that can help them support a healing going forward.
Why we continue to put toxic things on and in our bodies, I don't know. I mean, a lot of the time we aren't aware of what's in products. I mean, I think of the years, the decades I spent ingesting things and putting things on my skin, not really understanding the long-term effects. And now I come to understand that I had PCOS and that I have insulin resistance, and how much of that has been due to the ingredients that I've been putting on my skin for years. I mean, and putting in my body for years. I believe a lot of it has to do with that. Now, would a North Node Pisces, because I'm a North Node Pisces, I'm obsessed with clean. I'm obsessed with getting toxins out of every piece of my home and you know, regimen. Is that important for North Node Pisces?
It is your South Node Virgo that is obsessed with that.
Okay.
Right? And so we don't, you know, sideline the South Node. It's wisdom, you know, that could be hard-won wisdom that we've accumulated over lifetime. So we don't just shut that down. It's important, you know, so your South Node Virgo is like, you know, would be obsessed with clean and hygiene and purity and all the rest of it. That's a benefit. And you take that into your North Node Pisces, right?
So with your son's particular skin issues, mm-hmm. were you able to sort of help tackle those and treat those from a fairly young age, knowing what the influences were that were creating that scenario?
When he was young, I didn't have all this information, you know, and I was intuiting it, but I didn't have the, you know, the information on the nodes. Astrology is always evolving. It's a dynamic, you know, as it should. Everything should be evolving, you know, like our understanding of COVID has evolved and will continue to evolve. So when he was young, I didn't have all the information I do now, but I was intuitively, you know, getting there. And then when I got there, certainly this sugar sensitivity was one, you know, the idea that he was extra sensitive to impurities, that was another piece that I had. He was going to a marvelous team of dermatologists at the Children's Hospital here in Halifax. It's an amazing team. I, you know, was so grateful for them. But so yeah, that all helped moving forward.
You know, we're obviously obsessed with the skin barrier at Skin Fix, and the skin is our largest organ and it's our external organ. And, you know, we feel that it's so important to keep it healthy for both physical and also, you know, overall wellness. So is there an astrological link to the skin barrier in particular?
Saturn. And Saturn is, and right now Saturn is also in its most potent sign. You know, it's this perfect kind of thing. Saturn is, it is so incredibly important with Saturn is in Capricorn, and to have a, you know, to double up a skin barrier, no question about that. And Saturn does rule the skin in general. So there's kind of an extra kind of dryness, stress, everyone is stressed.
So lots of eczema breakouts and acne breakouts.
Absolutely. You know, if you're not stressed, you're crazy. It's so you absolutely need, though, to double up on all those skincare, you know, the barriers, the liptoids, you know, you absolutely need to double up on that. But Saturn is, and then it moves into Aquarius in December, where it'll be for a few years. And that, again, is kind of a dry sign. So again, you need extra moisture. You know, again, it's the barrier between you and me. It's not a brick wall. I see you, you see me, but it's a healthy boundary energy, basically. Boundary barrier energy. So it's absolutely essential right now.
Okay. And are there any sort of insights for specific sun signs with respect to skincare and what their particular needs might be?
Yeah, the again, we have to, it's your own unique individual birth chart that tells the whole story. But in terms of sun signs, you know, the Aries is a Marsy energy. So, you know, they can be prone to skin rashes, skin eruptions. You know, that's, and they need more hydration. They tend to be dry and fiery. Taurus, again, important for them to relate to sugars and fats in their system. You know, they can, you know, in terms of dry, moist energy, they're pretty okay. If I'm just looking at sun sign, they can kind of stay in the medium there. The Gemini, their, you know, their whole system is so impacted by the nervous system. You know, it's a kind of a hyper, you know, energy.
We're wired. So,
you're wired. It certainly can use more moisture. Cancer can be moist, you know, but it also is a little bit of a hormonal energy there. So,
okay.
More prone to acne.
Skin concern.
Kind of more the blistering. You know, the Leo, it tends to run a little hot and dry as well. Virgo is one of the big ones. You know, they have to, you know, that's the number one sign for eczema, psoriasis, and so forth. So,
if you have Virgo in your chart, that could indicate propensity to a skin concern.
They need a lot of hydration, a lot of hydration, and, you know, good diet and so forth. They would need extra moisture, no question about that. The Libra, it depends, but some Libras can have some issues in terms of kind of detoxification, especially kidney. They can be, you know, milk, lactose products may not be their friend. The Scorpio, definitely hormonal, no question about that. And they can be prone to kind of the oily skin. Again, that's in general. So kind of oily, you know, hormonally driven, no question about that. Sagittarius, there can be some, you know, liver detox things that are good for them to take. They're again a little hot and fiery, so they could use more hydration. Capricorn, absolutely, they can run super, super dry, you know, really dry. The Aquarius, again, can be prone to kind of nervous system, kind of a heightened parasympathetic nervous system, so they need that kind of calming. And again, it can run dry. I certainly run dry in the winter, you know, I need a lot more hydration. Aquarians are not terribly good at self-care. I've got my partner who takes care of kind of mother me's that way. So they can get so in their head, they forget about self-care. It's like, oh, what do you mean I've got a body? So they need that kind of stepping back. And the Pisces, they can run a little bit moist, you know, so they can be prone
watery.
Very watery. Yeah, very watery. So that's kind of a brief, very, very brief.
That was great. What are Pisces prone to? I'm sorry, I interrupted you. For the Pisces out there,
they can be prone to some of those impurities as well. You know, the natural impurities that are so again, they need good products. They need products that are
clean,
not clean. They need clean products. These days, with you know, currently with Neptune moving through Pisces, which is a beautiful energy in terms of all kinds of, you know, intuition and so forth. It is. There's more of but it's on the neurotic side or the shadow side, there's more of those poisons and chemicals. So we absolutely have to have pure products. It's just, folks, it's non-negotiable. You just have to have it.
It's good that there are a lot more choices out there for clean skincare and clean color and clean hair care. And amen.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. They can be quite sugary, and the sugar can certainly have an impact in terms of like skin health. They're not per se, you know, it's, they typically like their sugars, you know, the Taurus.
Taurus like sugars and fats.
They can be like chocoholics. Yeah. It's, and it can have an impact on their skin health. And, you know, skin is huge. It is the largest organ in the body. There's no disputing that. There's not enough attention paid to the skin, really. And that includes like, you know, astrologers. I naturally gravitate towards health, psychological health, you know, emotional health, physical health, and they're all combined, you know, they're all absolutely combined. One impacts the other. It's the Taurus can be, you know, their skin health can be impacted by sugar and caffeine for that matter. I mean, I would never do without my coffee in the morning, ever, ever, ever. But I make sure that I hydrate after because it is a natural, you know, So,
you know, you have been predicting for years a lot of what's going on right now, pretty much all of what's going on right now, which is sort of amazing, really. I mean, you predicted the pandemic, you predicted the recession, you predicted some of the political unrest and upheaval. And can you tell us a little bit about sort of what was in the charts of a country like the U.S., for instance, that might have indicated that stuff was going to be happening?
So much. It's in a sense, it goes beyond the U.S., but certainly the U.S. is a country that's a huge example of, you know, what's going on globally. There is, the planet Pluto is back in Capricorn. It hasn't been there since the American-French Revolution. And there is, so the U.S. as a country, countries have birth charts, by the way, the month, day, year, time, and place where a document declaring nationhood was signed. We could say that's the first breath of the nation. So we look at the U.S. chart, July 4th, 1776 at 5 p.m. in Philadelphia. That's its chart. And so the U.S. was born with, it's a Sagittarius rising. So we have the national psyche, giddy up and go, all that enthusiasm, you know, wild cowboy, wild cowgirl kind of energy. Love it. It has its moon in the moon, which is kind of the heart of the country, in Aquarius, freedom for all. Don't tell me what to do. It's independence, right? But it's born with Pluto in Capricorn, and Pluto is back to there. Canada wouldn't have that for like another 100 years or so, right? So in the U.S., it is this upheaval, this absolute dismantling of all systems that were born from the ashes of those times that no longer sustain us and move us forward. So it's uncomfortable. It's huge. It's amazing that we're living through these times. I feel that each of us are spiritual, ready to do so. And I feel each of us has something to contribute. And that's a part of a workshop I'm going to be offering in September. You were born for these times.
That's a workshop for all of us to take, for sure, because I think so many of us are struggling, you know.
Absolutely. It's massive. The systems that have been in place for the last few hundred years, some of them are terrible, some of them we like, you know, and they're all being swept away from us. Where's the ground? It's so important to anchor, you know, when you're feeling crazy, drop an anchor. We have to, you know, self-care has never been more important than now because all these huge things around us. This is the biggest year in the U.S. 2022 is actually the bigger year, but
I mean it's quite interesting to think that the last time Pluto was in Capricorn was during the American Revolution,
was the birth of the country, and so now it was the birth of the country, and so now the U.S. has an opportunity to rebirth. But what does that look like? Transformation, and even though that word is overused to the point that, you know, kind of dilutes the meaning, but because transformation is a great big freaking deal. And, you know, all of us resist it because it seems to be a force outside of herself, which it isn't, you know. We're not a puppet of the stars and planets. As an Aquarius, I would rebel against that very naturally. I'd be protesting against astrology up the street, right?
Exactly.
It's something that is, you know, we're born with all these energies. And, I feel it's a soul choice in a way, you know, at least a co-choice, you know, that I better grab a hold of that this lifetime because I really mucked it up another time. So I better, you know, kind of learn this time. So I better have this energy, that energy. So our birth chart, I feel, is a co-creation with our spirit, our soul, the evolution of our soul. So we're born with this particular map. It's ours. We are responsible for it. If you learn astrology, you can develop awareness around that and how to cooperate with this. Transit is only going to trigger what the birth chart has already agreed to do or not do.
And do you see how long this might go on? Is that in the sort of global chart?
Yeah. I believe that there'll be a vaccine early 2021. And in very late this year, early 2021, we will kind of see, we'll have a clear picture of the destruction. You know, it's, and we will gain clarity around what practical steps we need to do to move forward into our future. Kind of, we're moving 2024, we're moving into a different age. And so we'll have a clear picture. The restrictions will remain, the cautions will remain. You know, in part, there will be herd immunity, in part, anti-vaxxers. It's people that don't have a good relationship with Saturn always have authority issues, always have shadow fears around authority. I think we absolutely should question authorities. We know what has gone on. We know some of what's gone on. The rod is being exposed with Pluto and Capricorn. It'll continue to be exposed to 2024. In general, the pandemic won't be over till 2024. The cautions, and that's kind of a shadow, not a shadow, but the masks and you know, all that will be in place till March 2023. We'll still require that for institutions like hospitals and prisons, which stands to reason. So it'll hang till 2024, but we'll have more freedom of movement. People will be traveling. There will be some, you know, sports, there'll be some gathering, larger gatherings of people, but those restrictions will be in place till 2024 base, or 2023 shadow to 2024. Oh yeah, and it's an accelerant to what I was talking about before, about all systems and governments and so forth, upheaval and this dismantling, this great dismantling. The pandemic is serving as a massive accelerant. There'll be other accelerants, but it's serving as probably the biggest accelerant for this dismantling.
Wow.
And I've had six clients in different parts of the world that have had COVID, And it's interesting when people say, oh, you're immune, or, you know, all this. Every one of them under 60, no underlying health issues. All of them are naturally healthy people. They supplement, they're trekkers, they're runners, they're, you know, they're vibrant people. And it's interesting to see some of the effects. One woman, I had to learn how to read COVID. I had to get a really read on COVID and how does this interface in someone's chart. Who's at risk? Who do I have to raise a yellow flag to, a red flag? It's my responsibility as an astrologer to do that. It's been interesting. This one woman I could think of, you know, she still has breathing and cognitive issues. And she was okay with me telling her that it'd be March of 2021 before she would feel confident in her breathing and her cognitive.
Well, at least she knows.
She knows.
Yes.
Oh, she was okay, totally okay with that. I think just the idea that she would feel better, she would have confidence in her breathing and her mind. And, you know, she's a smart woman. Yeah.
Yeah. To know that it will get better is the best solace.
Yeah. It's a, you know, there is a September and October are just downright depressing in the U.S. They're just downright depressing. There's no kind of getting away from the information, the news. So people have to really double up in terms of self-care and watch a funny movie. You know what I mean? Like, you just really
do
have
whatever
to
you need to do to lift your spirit,
you need to,
or to
100% drink wine in the bathtub. You know, do what you need to do. If you need to sleep 10 hours, sleep 10 hours. We'll get through this. This is our crucible year. We will get through this, but you really need to do what you can to be easy on yourself. No question.
It may sound crazy to people that aren't students of astrology, but it is real. And we feel these things, and we respond to these things, and we move through these things. And I believe that having a better understanding, obviously I have the tiny, tiniest fraction of an understanding that Deborah has, but having even a little bit of an understanding helps me to stay a little more even keel in the world and take a deep breath and understand that I'm here for a purpose. And that part of living is going through all of this.
And purpose is all of it. Every life has meaning. Every life has, I believe every human, we all deserve a human dignity. Dignity is encoded and promised in our birth chart. It's something I've been thinking a lot about lately, that I will not have anyone around that treats me or other people with less human dignity than what we deserve. And that includes intolerance. That includes many, many different things. It's the purpose is all of us have a purpose. And some people think it could be a grand purpose. You know, it could be some grand, you know, big life-changing purpose. But maybe the purpose is that I'm to, you know, bake bread and create a kind of a comfortable nest. Maybe that's what, maybe my soul has been through lifetimes of great intensity and a front row seat at the horrors that humans seem to be so happy to inflict on each other. And now this lifetime, it's about, you know, calm and creating something comfortable and okay for myself. So we all have a purpose, and the purpose can be literally anything. And each of us plays a role in the other's lives. You know, we're not walking around in a bubble. I guess we were a few months ago, but it's, you know, but we all have an impact on other people. So all those energies.
I love that. I actually think that's a beautiful sort of summation of what astrology is really all about, and at least your philosophy of astrology. And so, you know, I'd love to underline that and sort of almost end with that, in the sense that, you know, astrology is, we would not be able to do astrology justice in a 45-minute podcast. There's just so much richness to astrology. But in the end, it's really about learning how to be a good human and have compassion and show dignity to ourselves and others. And I think that's just a really noble, noble purpose. And I'm so happy to have met Deborah and had the, you know, ability to work with her for years. And I am definitely still working, work in progress. My Mercury Taurus is trying to learn the lessons and apply them. It's taken some time, but
you're doing great. It's and that's one thing too. We don't, you know, there's no prize or race, right? It's you know, at all. There's no like, oh, check, I got this done. Oh, check, I got that done. You know, if I have a particular, maybe very sensitive and maybe painful pattern in my chart, it's going to come up maybe in lighter versions as we go. I think that there's a certain tyranny to the fix-it society that we're in. You know, we open up and we allow, like, oh, this is back again. Shake my fist at the sky, but it's back again. You know, what other subtle piece did I not heal before, right? It's there's no kind of end point or prize. You know, it's Yeah.
Yes, the moon's going to cycle through every 3 days, and I'm going to get that moon Scorpio every month that I really am challenged with. It's keeps coming back. Never skips. So it's the idea of just continuing to try to work on the lessons that we're here to work on. That's amazing. Deborah, thank you so much for
You're
your time.
Welcome.
We're going to leave your details for everybody, and you may be flooded with appointment requests. Don't forget about me. I still need my appointments with you, but we hope that all of you out there, if you aren't familiar with astrology or, you know, real astrology, and you're interested at all, reach out to Deborah or another really adept practitioner. It is a science that I have found incredibly helpful in my life. So we're just so thrilled to be able to bring Deborah on this podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always great to talk astrology with you.
To learn more about Deborah Young's work, visit www.deborahyoungastrology.com and follow her on Instagram at Deborah_Young_astrology. As always, I learned so much from talking with Deborah. Here are three things I can't stop thinking about. One, it's amazing to me that something so granular as a tendency toward a skin condition can be found in our astrological DNA. As a student of Deborah Young, I have learned that so much rich information is encoded in our charts if we know where to look and how to interpret it. Two, when my astrologer tells me that right now is a critical moment for self-care, I am definitely going to take her seriously. It's so important to nurture ourselves and care for our bodies, our minds, and our spirits at this time. And three, not on the topic of skin per se, but nonetheless, it's fascinating to think that countries have birth charts, which can reveal their characteristics and their course. Deborah says now is an opportunity for rebirth in the United States, one way or another, which is very clearly the case. Thank you for listening to this episode of Total Skin Nerds. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and Spotify. Total Skin Nerds is produced by Rob Corso, Casey Kahn, and Howie Kahn for Free Time Media. Our theme music is by John Palmer. Special thanks to Catherine Spears, Kara Canning, Ginny Chen, Jane Meredith, and Megan Collins. And I'm your host, Amy Risley. Till next time, nerds. Total Skin Nerds is brought to you by SkinFix. We're clean, clinically active, and on a mission to help heal your skin.
Total Skin Nerds is a podcast created to educate. It is not a substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical advice. If you are looking for help with a skin concern, we would encourage you to seek the advice of a board-certified dermatologist, functional medical practitioner, or other qualified healthcare provider. You can find a registry of board-certified dermatologists in the U.S. at find-a-derm.aad.org and in Canada at dermatology.ca. For a registry of qualified functional medical practitioners, you can visit ifm.org. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. We hope that you enjoy listening to Total Skin Nerds as much as we enjoy making it.